Hi, my name is Lara, and welcome to A Tiny Little Mustard Seed. This year, we are going through all of the Psalms. I realize that today is a day late. It is not Sunday. In fact, it's Monday. But I was traveling with my husband. We did help my mother-in-law move. It's a process, and we're doing it little by little, but family first. And then I also had to take one of my children back to school because it is that time again, so I went ahead and did that. But I didn't want to leave you guys without having a podcast this week because we are moving along through the Psalms, and it's a lot to cover. So thank you for listening in. Sorry that it's a little late, but we do want to keep on track. And let me just tell you my reflection for Psalms 4, 5, and 6 that we were studying last week. So to me, 4, 5, and 6 had the same feel to them. I was going to write my feelings down, but then I decided to just go with it and just say what I felt instead of it being rehearsed, basically. So what I noticed in my pondering of these verses was the pleading. The pleading and the pain. And the knowledge that God is there and that was comfort enough. I have a lot of things that cause me pain every day. I had a child who has pulled away from me, and this is a child that tried to commit suicide a couple of times and doesn't seem to want more for himself. It looks like I want more for his future than he wants for himself. And it hurts. Lately, my children have made me feel like they could do well without me. That I'm only here to pick up after them or pay their bills. And can't tell you how that hurts. Especially coming from where we came from, where they were all I worked for, and they were my world. So there have been times when I went through tough things, but I knew that we were a team, and now they're all over 18 and they don't hesitate to let me know how much they don't need me anymore. And it hurts. But it's a part of life. And it's a part of them growing and doing their own thing. And I have to allow this to happen. Another thing is that they do not care about God. There's one that doesn't pray at all. There's one that says he prays sporadically, and there's one that says that he's a witch. So I feel like I failed them, and I feel like I've managed to not even save the people who I love the most. And it hurts. And it hurts how they treat me. And there are so many things that stress me out now. And I don't know how to let go. And so that's one of the reasons why my hair fell out. And I have so many times felt the way that David feels in these three Psalms that we were reading, where he wants God to answer in his troubles and hear his prayer and clear a way. Hear me, hear my words, and listen to my sighs, to have pity on me. And my heart is so heavy with these things. And yet I know that God has heard me, and God has given me the strength that I need to keep going forward. And even if it's painful, I have to keep going forward because I know God is with me. It's not about having an easy life. It's not about having God come in and take care of all my issues. It's allowing God to grow me, to make me better. And I know that had I not had God in my life, I would be completely miserable now. But I know that God has a plan, that God reaches those sometimes when they are at their lowest. And I wanted my children to avoid that. But what I want for them is not what necessarily has to happen. And who among us who is a parent wouldn't want to shield their child from the pains that they know are coming and the loneliness that they will feel when they realize that they've made wrong decisions and now it counts because you're an adult and this is really your life. I think we all would have would stand in front of a bullet for our children, and even if they think that's ridiculous, I would do it any day of the week. But it's not my life, and they are not my whole life. I was not placed on this earth just to bring them here. God has a plan for me too. And anytime I've called for help, even if it doesn't feel like it, I know that He is there for me. I know that God is hearing me and that there's a plan that I cannot see for myself that He has for me. And so I take comfort in that. And He's always given me what I needed. And I never felt forgotten. I just don't want to be in pain. And I don't want to be sad. And I don't want to worry about them. And I don't want to see them hurting. But they have to learn to choose their path. And I cannot let them guide mine and take me away from what God has for me. So that's pretty much what my thoughts were with this. And I look at the last pieces of Psalm 6 where David is saying, I'm wearied with sighing all night long. Tears drench my bed and my couch is soaked with weeping. My eyes are dim with sorrow, worn out because of all my foes. And I think how many tears I've cried, how many times I've allowed myself to let this earthly stuff hold me back and keep me down and weigh on my heart, even knowing that God is there, because I am human. And so there's not much I can do to pretend that I'm not. I'd only be lying to myself, because God knows the truth. But there's only so much I can do. And I pray every day that God give me the strength to get through these moments. And every day He does. And so I'll just take it one day at a time until I am finally doing what God wants me to do. Anyway, that's basically what I thought about while I read. And this week we have more readings to do. So we are going to read them from three different Bibles. And we will think about those readings and ponder for the next week. Minus a day. My bad. I'm sorry. But next week we should be hopefully on time, because I do have to take my youngest to school as well. And so it might be a little late or a little early, depending on how it goes. This week, we're going to start our readings in the New American Bible, and we're reading Psalms 7, 8, and 9. A plaintive song of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, the Benjaminite. Lord my God, in you I take refuge. Rescue me, save me from all who pursue me, lest they maul me like lions, tear me to pieces with none to save. Lord, my God, if I am at fault in this, if there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my friends with evil, I spare even those who hate me without cause. Then let my enemies pursue and overtake me, trample my life to the ground, and leave me dishonored in the dust. Rise up, Lord, in your anger. Rise against the fury of my foes. Wake to judge as you have decreed. Have the assembly of the peoples gather about you. Sit on your throne high above them. O Lord, judge of the nations, grant me justice, Lord, for I am blameless, free of any guilt. Bring the malice of the wicked to an end. Uphold the innocent, O God of justice, who tries hearts and minds. A shield before me is God, who saves the honest heart. God is a just judge, who rebukes in anger every day. If sinners do not repent, God sharpens his sword, strings and readies the bow, prepares his deadly shafts, makes arrows blazing thunderbolts. Sinners conceive iniquity, pregnant with mischief. They give birth to failure. They open a hole and dig it deep, but fall into the pit they have dug. Their mischief comes back upon themselves. Their violence falls on their own heads. I praise the justice of the Lord. I celebrate the name of the Lord Most High. O Lord, our Lord, how awesome is your name through all the earth. You have set your majesty above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have drawn a defense against your foes, to silence enemy and avenger. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you set in place, what are humans that you are mindful of them, mere mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them little less than a god, crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them rule over the works of your hands, put all things at their feet. All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the fields, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever swims the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how awesome is your name through all the earth. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will declare all your wondrous deeds. I will delight and rejoice in you. I will sing your name, Most High, for my enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. You upheld my right and my cause, seated on your throne, judging justly. You rebuked the nations. You destroyed the wicked. Their names you blotted out of all time. The enemies have been ruined forever. You destroy their cities. Their memory has perished. The Lord rules forever, has set up a throne for judgment. It is God who governs the world with justice, who judges the peoples with fairness. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who honor your name trust in you. You never forsake those who seek you, Lord. Sing hymns to the Lord enthroned on Zion. Proclaim God's deeds among the nations. For the avenger of the bloodshed remembers, does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Have mercy on me, Lord. See how my foes afflict me. You alone can raise me from the gates of death. Then I will declare all your praises, sing joyously of your salvation in the gates of daughter Zion. The nations fall into the pit they dug, in the snares they hide, their own foot is caught. The Lord is revealed in this divine rule. By the deeds they do, the wicked are trapped. To Sheol, the wicked will depart, all the nations that forget God. The needy will never be forgotten, nor will the hope of the afflicted ever fade. Arise, Lord, let no mortal prevail. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Lord. Show the nations they are mere mortals. Now I'm going to read from The Message, the Bible in Contemporary Language, Psalms 7, 8, and 9. God, God, I am running to you for dear life. The chase is wild. If they catch me, I'm finished, ripped to shreds by foes fierce as lions, dragged into the forest and left unlooked for, unremembered. God, if I've done what they say, betrayed my friends, ripped off my enemies, if my hands are really that dirty, let them get me, walk all over me, leave me flat on my face in the dirt. Stand up, God. Pity your holy fury against my furious enemies. Wake up, God. My accusers have packed the courtroom. It's judgment time. Take your place on the bench. Reach for your gavel. Throw out the false charges against me. I'm ready, confident in your verdict, innocent. Close the book on evil, God, but publish your mandate for us. You get us ready for life. You probe for our soft spots. You knock off our rough edges. And I'm feeling so fit, so safe, made right, kept right. God, in solemn honor, does things right, but his nerves are sandpaper raw. Nobody gets by with anything. God is already in action. Sword honed on his white stone. Bow strung, arrow on the string, lethal weapon in hand, each arrow a flaming missile. Look at that guy. He had sex with sin. He's pregnant with evil. Oh, look, he's having the baby, a lie baby. See that man shoveling day after day, digging, then concealing his man trap down that lonely stretch of road? Go back and look again. You'll see him in it, head first, legs waving in the breeze. That's what happens. Mischief backfires. Violence boomerangs. I'm thanking God, who makes things right. I'm singing the fame of heaven high God. God, brilliant Lord, yours is a household name. Nursing infants gurgle choruses about you. Toddlers shout the songs that drown out enemy talk and silences atheist babble. I look up at your macro skies, dark and enormous, your handmade sky jewelry, moon and stars mounted in their settings. Then I look at my micro self and wonder, why do you bother with us? Why take a second look our way? Yet we've so narrowly missed being gods, bright with Eden's dawnlight. You put us in charge of your handicraft, world, repeated to us your Genesis charge, made us lords of sheep and cattle, even animals out in the wild. Birds flying and fish swimming, whales singing in the ocean deep. God, brilliant Lord, your name echoes around the world. I'm thanking you, God. From a full heart, I'm writing the book on your wonders. I'm whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I'm singing your song, High God. The day my enemies turned tail and ran, they stumbled on you and fell on their faces. You took over and set everything right. When I needed you, you were there, taking charge. You blow the whistle on godless nations. You throw dirty players out of the game. Wipe their names right off the roster. Enemies disappear from the sidelines. Their reputation trashed. Their names erased from the Hall of Fame. God holds the high center. He sees and sets the world's mess right. He decides what is right for us earthlings. Gives people their just deserts. God is a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked. Sing your song to Zion-dwelling God. Tell his stories to everyone you meet, how he tracks down killers, yet keeps his eyes on us, registers every whimper and moan. Be kind to me, God. I've been kicked around long enough. Once you've pulled me back from the gates of death, I'll write the books on Hallelujah, on the corner of the Main and First. I'll hold a street meeting. I'll be the song leader. We'll fill the air with salvation songs. They're trapped, those godless countries, in the very snares they set, their feet all tangled in the net they spread. They have no excuse. The way God works is well known. The cunning machinery made by the wicked has maimed their own hands. The wicked brought a one-way ticket to hell. No longer will the poor be nameless. No more humiliation for the humble. Up, God, aren't you fed up with their empty strutting? Expose these grand pretensions. Shake them up, God. Show them how silly they look. And finally, I will be reading from the Clear Word Bible. And starting with Psalm 7. O Lord my God, I put all my trust in you. Protect me and save me from those who want to harm me. They're coming at me like hungry lions stalk a deer, and there is no escape. They are determined to tear me to pieces. O Lord, my God, if I have wronged anyone, if I have been wicked, if I have betrayed a trusting friend, even if I falsely accused an enemy, then allow my enemies here at home to catch me in my lie, and my enemies on the battlefield to capture me and kill me. Let my body lie out in open and rot, so be it. But, Lord, I haven't wronged anyone that I know of, nor have I been wicked. Please defend me against my enemies and come to my rescue. I know that justice is one of your virtues. Lord, rule the people and bring them together under your kingship, not mine. You evaluate all things and judge righteously. Evaluate and judge me, my thoughts, and my motives. Halt the wickedness of evil men and reward those who are trying to be good. You are righteous and just, O Lord, and I trust you. I know that it is the nature of my God to protect and save those who follow him. My God not only judges in favor of those who do what is right, but also judges against those who do wrong. If the wicked do not change their ways, God will sharpen his sword and ready his bow and arrows. He will not stand idly by and let the wicked take over the earth. His arrows will hit their target, and the wicked will suffer the consequences of their own deeds. Look at how they keep thinking up evil. They actually sit down and plan to cause trouble in order to deceive others and achieve their own ends. But the pit they dig for others is, in reality, their own. Their evil will return on their own heads. They'll be caught up and carried away by their own violence. Lord, I thank you that you're fair and just. I praise you for who you are. I sing to you, the one true God, the God of heaven and earth. O Lord, our Lord, your excellence can be seen everywhere. Your glory and greatness is written across the heavens. Children look up at the sky in awe and are silent. the great expanse of heaven, and the power of your might silences your enemies. When I consider the heavens and what you have done, when I see the moon and stars which you have made, I am awed. What is man that you concern yourself with him? Of what value is he to you that you continue to be bothered with him? You made him only little lower than the angels to serve others as they do. You even honor him by sharing your creative power and glory with him. You trust him by placing him in charge of everything you have made. You've created him to be a steward over your own possessions. All the domestic animals like sheep and cattle, as well as wild animals, recognize his superiority to them. The birds, the fish, and other creatures in the sea also respect him. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. I will praise you, Lord. O Lord, with all my heart, I will tell of the wonderful things you have done. I will be glad and rejoice. Because of you, I will sing praises to your name. My enemies turn and run when you come to help me. They fall down like dead men at your presence. You have been fair and just with me. You are fair and just with everyone in everything you do. You rebuke the practices of those who are evil. The day is coming when the wicked will be no more, nor will they be remembered ever again. Our enemies will reach their end, and no one will come to help them. Their cities and monuments will be gone, and all the wickedness they have done will be forgotten. Then the Lord will be king, and he will rule with fairness and justice. He will rule the whole world in righteousness and judge the nations with equity. Even now, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. He is a place of safety in times of trouble. Those who know the Lord will trust him because he rejects no one who comes to him for help. So let's sing praises to the Lord who dwells with us in Zion. Tell everyone who listens what he has done for us. God doesn't forget those who suffer. He remembers when they cry to him, and he will come and help them. O Lord, just look at the sufferings my enemies have brought on me. Be merciful to me, Lord, or I'll die. I want to stand again before the people of Jerusalem and declare your praises. I want to rejoice before the people because you saved me. The wicked dig pits for others only to fall in themselves. Lord, you are known to be righteous and fair, but the wicked will be trapped by their own deeds. Their destiny is extinction, and so it is for all who turn against the Lord. But the needy will not always be forgotten. Their hopes will not always be shattered. Lord, don't let the heathens prevail, but pronounce judgment against them now. Put them in fear of you, Lord, so they realize they're just ordinary human beings, like we all are. All right, so let's continue with our assignment. This is week 3, and even if it's a day late, we still have more than enough time to reflect on these 3 psalms. I hope to be able to speak with you guys. I hope to be able to hear from you and maybe even have a discussion. If you are listening to this with someone you know, perhaps this is an opportunity to discuss with them and have a small faithful meeting or gathering. Until next week, my name again is Lara. Be blessed.